preaching out of in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 4, and verse 38. If you're willing and able, we'll stand in honor of the reading of the Word of God found over in Luke 4 and 38. But before I read this text, I'd like to tell you something that Jesus said. And Jesus has risen out of the grave. Many had doubted Him. They were very confused. The Bible said in Mark 16, afterward He appeared in 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen Him after He was risen. Yes, Jesus died, but that's not the end of the story. He got up out of the grave upon the third day. And today, in this hour, this time, He sits on the right-hand side of the Father. What is He doing, preacher? He's interceding to sinners. So He tells them this after their unbelief and hardness of heart. He said unto them, He could have said anything in the world. This is what He said. Go ye unto all the world. Preach the gospel to every creature. He wants everybody to hear it. And he that believeth, that's the key ingredient, and is baptized, shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Now this text, I'm going to read one verse this morning. Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, verse 38. I'd like to give the text of the sermon. He arose out of the synagogue. Who? Jesus did. Why? Because He's alive. He arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with great fever, and they besought Him for her. You may be seated this morning. Father, we bless You for Your goodness. God, in Your grace, Your mercy, compassion, thank You for Your long-suffering, the grace of God that passes all understanding. Thank You for the sweet spirit that's in this place this morning. I want to thank You for these families that have dedicated this hour to be at Your house, and I thank You for them. I pray now that the Spirit of God would lift Christ in a way that we could see Him this morning. Help us, would You do great things in our heart and bless this time together. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You, amen and amen. Notice this text. And He arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. I'd like to preach on this simple subject this morning, on getting Jesus from the church house to your house. Getting Jesus from the church house to your house. We're all very acquainted that this is the Lord's house. We live in a day and an hour when not many people really know about the good news of the Lord Jesus. I think that the church many times has awaited for people to come to His house to hear about how good He is. But what about this great commission on getting Jesus from His house to their house? Notice, first of all, within this text, there was a group of people that brought Jesus. They brought Jesus. Now, I'm going to use three short texts today. But within these texts, they all have similarities. There was a house involved. There was a help involved. There was a healing involved. You may be here today and look around and say, man, look at all these church people. They got it all together. But if we really pulled the cover off of us all this morning, how we all would have to agree we need Jesus. And so within this text, they had been to church. They had left the synagogue and they brought Jesus with them back to the house. There, Simon, his wife's mother, was taken with a fever. There, Peter's mother-in-law lay sick. And look what the Bible said when they brought Jesus to the house to where the need was. I want to ask you something this morning. Has there ever been a time that you've ever asked Jesus to go to somebody's house? They asked Him. They did not just leave Him at church, but they needed Him to come back home with them. Is there anybody this morning that needs Jesus back at the house? So you see, they brought Him. The Bible said in verse 39, Jesus replied. He stood over her and He rebuked the fever. And it left her. And immediately, she arose and ministered unto them. Now, when the sun was setting, by the way, it's getting dark in America. It was setting, all they that had any sick, with divers diseases, brought them unto Him. And He laid His hands on every one of them and healed them. I'm glad that He's a hands-on God this morning. I'm glad that we can go and get Him for others and bring them to Him. Has it ever been a day when you've asked Jesus to come to a situation that you know only He can fix, that only He can heal? There's counselors all across our nation. You can pay them upwards to all the money you have to try to fix your problems. You can go to some of the greatest preachers in America. They give you good Bible advice. You can get around people and ask what they think. But let me ask you, the only thing that's going to help my house, your house, and America is the Lord Jesus Christ. So getting Jesus from the church house to their house, you'll notice, first of all, they brought Jesus. Could I say this? We that are saved, the Bible says that once we receive Christ by faith, there's a supernatural work that happens. We're born again. The Spirit of God comes and lives inside of us. You say, well, preacher, there's no way I could be a Christian because I can't live it. You're exactly right. You can't live it. But the God that'll move in you can help you live it this morning. So within this thought, as they took Jesus in the house, I wonder how many of us are taking Jesus with us in places that they need to hear the good news. I'm glad He lives in me. I'm glad He lays down with me and He gets up with me. I'm glad Jesus is inside. And Brother Josh, you said it right. There is a record book and no man can blot it off of His roll. I'm glad Jesus lives inside of me this morning. And within this text on getting Jesus from the church house to their house, you'll notice that Jesus was brought. I wonder what kind of change we could make as a church. Brother Kevin, you and Josh are visitors here today. You men are in churches every week. I myself get to travel and preach and see a lot of things. But I never preach in a greater church than the people of Liberty Baptist Church. Some of the greatest people that God's ever saved is here this morning. And I want to say something today. I wonder what kind of change we could make in our community if we took Jesus in with us to other places and told them about the good news of Christ. You see, today the church has gotten so satisfied with just doing our part to come and worship Him. But it's more to the story. We're to go out in the highways and hedges and to compel them to come into the Lord's house. For He said this, that my house may be filled. You young people, I came last night to the fellowship hall. Me and Renee's heart was so uplifted to see so many young ladies there in a circle. I appreciate Brother Adam and Miss Gayla giving their time. I've seen some of the young men gathered with them. But young people, I want to ask you something. When you go in your school tomorrow, does it ever enter your mind, does these kids know about Jesus? Does these kids, are they in a Bible preaching church? Do they have a preacher that will tell them the truth? Do they have a congregation that will gather around them and pray and help one another? Young people, you've got one of the greatest, no doubt the hardest futures of any generation that's ever lived. But Jesus is still on the throne. And it's amazing how that the young people, if you could just take Jesus with you where you go and go into the situation and let Christ solve the problem. You see, getting Jesus from the church house to their house, we find this group, they brought Jesus. But turn to the right in your Bible in Luke 7. Here's another short passage in Luke 7, verse 1. Not only do we find a group that brought Jesus, but we find a group here that besought Jesus. They besought Jesus. It's a very interesting story. This Bible character, he's so unique, he's so humble. He felt so unworthy that God would even come back to his house and handle his situation. But can I tell you today, I don't care what you've done or where you've been, Jesus loves you this morning. We've heard that song a lot, but it's so profound. Jesus loves sinners. And so he, in this text, in Luke 7, verse number 1, when he had ended all his saying in the audience of the people, he entered into Capernaum and watched a certain centurion servant who was dear unto him was sick and ready to die. And when he heard of Jesus, this centurion, look what he does. He sent unto him the elders of the Jews, here's our word, beseeching him that he would come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy for whom he should do this. For he loves our nation and he hath built us a synagogue. So here is a man that has done so well in the military service. His servant that was dear unto him was about ready to die. And he said, you know, I've heard about this man called Jesus. He went to a group of the Jews and he said, hey, y'all, would y'all go get Jesus and bring him back down here at my house? Because I believe he can touch my servant and do something with him. I love that group of people that went and got Jesus. So they are on their way back now. Look what happens. This is so astounding to me. The Bible said, when they came to Jesus, they besought him instantly, saying that he was worthy of whom he should do this, for he loves our nation. He's built us a synagogue. And look in verse 6. Then Jesus went with them. And when he was now not far from the house, look what the centurion does. The centurion sent friends to him, saying to him, Lord, trouble not thyself, for I am not worthy that thou shouldest enter under my roof. Wherefore neither thought I myself worthy to come unto thee, but just say in a word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man set under authority under me, under soldiers. And I say to one, go, and he goeth to another, come. And he cometh unto my servant, do this, and he doeth it. And when Jesus heard these things, he marveled. You want to make God marvel? There's only a few people in the whole Bible ever marveled God. Look what he done. And Jesus heard these things. He marveled at him and turned him about. He said, y'all look a here. And said to the people that followed him, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith. No, not in Israel. And they that were sent returned to the house. Look what happens. They found the servant whole that had been sick. Church, I want to say this in closing this morning in this next point. I don't want you to miss this within this text. The Bible said in verse number 2 that this servant was dear unto him. Because this servant was dear unto him, it brought Jesus near unto him. Anybody that is dear to you, you ought to be concerned enough to bring Jesus near. It meant something to him. Do you have anybody that means something to you that don't know Christ? Do you know of anybody that's very dear unto you today that needs the Lord to help them in their situation? You'll notice in this text, getting Jesus from his house, the tabernacle, to their house. Some brought him. You may be surprised in places as you walk in when you bring Jesus in with you, what Jesus could do in that situation. They brought him. They besought him. But thirdly and lastly, look in this text, turn left over into Mark's Gospel, chapter 2. They believed him. There was a group that brought him. There was a group that besought him. But now lastly, there's a group that believed him. One of my favorite chapters in the Bible to preach out of, Mark 2. Well, you're talking about tearing up some traditions. There were four men here that they wasn't more concerned about their building than they were sinners. And so the Bible said, and again he entered. Aren't you glad that Jesus does come back by? Again he entered into Capernaum after some days. And it was noise that he was in the house. I don't want to preach in that gear. I don't want to run this rabbit, but I want to say something. If we would make much of Jesus, people would know he was in the house. It was a noisy house. You know, a lot of people want to come to church. They say, well, my goodness, this is way too noisy of a church for me. You don't want to go to heaven. Because there's not a quiet side and a loud side. Jesus' house ought to be the noisiest house in town. Lifting up the name above all names. So it was noise he was in the house. Well, let me ask you something. How did he get in the house? And straightway many were gathered together, and so much there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. And he, look what he done. He didn't put on a skit. He didn't put on a drama play. He didn't have flashing lights. What? So many in this culture is looking for an entertainment, something to entertain my flesh. You don't need your flesh entertained. You need your flesh preached to. Look what he done. The house was filled, standing room only. And Jesus said, I know what to do. That'll work. It's always worked. It won't never stop working. He preached the word unto them. He preached the word unto them. The Bible said they come unto him bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. Brother Tim, I love these no-name characters in our Bible. A lot of people want their name to be highlighted and recognized. And I understand that. We ought to appreciate people that's been a blessing and a helping to us. But let me tell you, there's a record book. God knows who them four was. Their name was never mentioned in the Bible. But I tell you somebody that will always do to exalt and magnify, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. And so there was four of them. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was. And when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the palsy lay. And when Jesus watched, here's my thought, and I'm done preaching. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick of the palsy, son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts. Why doeth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus received in his spirit, they so reasoned within themselves. He said to them, why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. I say unto thee, here's a phrase, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were amazed and glorified God, said, we never saw it on this fashion. You'll notice this in this text that I just read. This man could simply not be brought by one, but it took others. It didn't take two, it didn't take three, but it took four to get this man to Jesus. Well, preacher, how did they get this man to Jesus? They believed. The Bible said when he saw their faith, it made him do something for the sick of the palsy. You know, you may go into place and tell them about Jesus. Maybe somebody else come by. Maybe the third one come by. But it may take you, the fourth person, to say something. It may take four of you to do what one cannot do. But we must all agree this morning. We must get involved in this Bible in our efforts and get the Lord out of the church house into others' house. I wish our church's heart would burn for sinners. I wonder, do you know of anybody this morning that has a need? Miss Sherry, I want you to come and play this morning.